Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, Luke Bryan coming in later. Also, we'll do easy trivia, Friday morning dance party. But we start Fridays with the story that is most intriguing to us at this exact moment. Amy, you're up.
Well, I saw that the cost of dating, and maybe dating stories are so interesting to me because, well,
you're dating. And also, algorithm's probably throwing her dating
stories. Oh, for sure.
So, yep.
That's also why they're coming up to you, because you're single now. Did you think about that?
Yeah, no. All my algorithm is dating and menopause.
And dating with menopause.
Oh, wow. That's tough.
Like, and guys, look, and man for woman with menopause. Huh. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, apparently the cost of dating is really stressing people out. And, like, I guess the average date is $60. That's what someone's going to spend on a date.
That'll be more than that.
And so if you're dating, like trying to go out with multiple people, you got to figure that out, because sometimes you might have two dates a week. Yeah. Now you're looking at $120.
Mm. Yeah. The issue too, if you're going to do that, the issue won't be money. The issue will be keeping your story straight. And but not even the stories that are different. Keeping your story straight is in trying not to repeat your story.
Yes. Like, did I already tell you that?
Yeah, and act like, you know, you can't say that.
Right, because they're going to know you're on different dates.
You almost need to keep a chart in your phone about what stories you've told.
But I think it's okay when you're dating and you're on different dates that they, unless you're exclusive, you can talk about how you're dating other people.
Okay, you've been out of the game for a long time. Well, you don't really do that.
You don't?
No.
Morgan,
you can not lie about it, but you're definitely not like, I'm going out with other people. It's amazing.
Yeah, Morgan. I wouldn't like openly be like, hey, I have another date with another guy.
In
but
5 minutes.
I mean, you don't be like, I'm not dating anybody else.
You don't lie
else.
About it. Right, and right, if right, they right, ask, right. It's even, no, you know, Amy, no. I know you got.
Okay,
smooth.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that would be bizarre. Okay. If like during the conversation, I was like, so I went on a date with this girl 2 nights ago. Let me say, she was great. And maybe if it's a tragic story, you could bring it up.
Like, oh, I had this horrible date the other night.
You can share bad dates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you definitely, and I haven't dated, my wife and I've been together for like 5 years and been married for almost 3 now.
Okay.
But you definitely don't talk about a good date you recently had, right, Morgan?
Oh, yeah, no, for
that
sure.
That would be weird.
Oh, Amy.
Whatever, okay.
She's learning, guys. She's
yeah. Yeah.
I know, like, you just say you haven't dated in like 5 years. I hadn't dated in 17. Mm-hmm. 18.
Yeah. Times have changed.
Yeah, it's not all rotary dial anymore to get a hold of the person.
Right.
All right, let's go over to Eddie. Eddie, what do you got?
So Malachi Flynn, he's a basketball player, but he's a bench player. He's in the NBA for 3 years. He sits on the bench, doesn't play at all. Well, on Wednesday, the star point guard for the Detroit Pistons got hurt, and so he goes in. You're in, Flynn. Flynn goes in. He scores 50 points.
Off the bench.
Unbelievable. Even my son brought me the story. He's like, Dad, you got to read the story. It's crazy.
Hilarious.
And so, like, if you ever think you're not going to make it or you got this far and you can't make it and you get that shot, do a Flynn. Get 50 points when you go in. That's awesome.
Do a Flynn. Be an extremely elite athlete that just...
Yeah, that's already in the NBA.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I hear you.
But
I know.
You could be really good.
It's a joke. I hear you.
You'd be really good and never get that chance.
I've never seen somebody come off the bench and score 50 before, ever.
Right.
So
who's the
and the Detroit Pistons still lost that game.
And they're terrible, though. Yeah.
Who's the basketball player that's his name is very complicated to say?
Giannis.
And no. He's from Greece.
Yeah.
Giannis. Looks like Giannis.
Giannis.
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
I would be careful. Oh,
exactly. Okay. Hey, have y'all watched the little documentary thing about him? Not little.
Why is it little?
I don't know like what. Because I've only seen, I think it's not like a long thing, but it's...
So a short documentary? Gosh,
I watched some of it. It's so fascinating.
Is it an Instagram post?
No, I watched it either on Amazon or something, but it's so cool because he went to like an internet cafe, I guess wherever he lived, and he'd never really even seen someone play.
It's called
obviously.
Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
There you go. So they'd go to the internet cafe and he saw the people playing basketball and he's like, I think I could do that. And then he saw how much money they were making and he was like, gosh, we're struggling to pay bills, about to get evicted over here. I think I'm going to try to be an NBA player so I can take care of my family. And they would go to the pay to watch the internet cafe videos of basketball players. And then he would just go start doing
it. That's so cool.
Then he just got tall because he wanted it.
Yeah, he was super athletic.
But he was already tall, very athletic, but still, isn't that wild?
To me, the craziest part of his story is when he was drafted, he was like 6'9 and skinny. And he grew way more than they expected and developed. And now he's like 6'11", another 80 pounds.
Yeah.
It's one of those rare stories. We got drafted pretty late and ended up being a monster.
To me, the craziest story is Bobby and I saw him at the airport and we didn't even know it was him.
We thought he was a soccer player.
We're like, who's that
seven? We landed and he was in a soccer jersey. And we're like, man, the soccer players are getting taller these days, huh? We walked right out of the airport and Caitlin goes, did you see Giannis back there? And I was like... Oh.
I immediately went, that makes sense.
Oh, that's cool. Y'all saw him.
I thought he was a goalie.
He seems like the nicest guy, and he reminded me of you, Bobby, because one
6'11",
of the
statements... 6'11",
super athletic? No.
Dunks.
Hey, Black?
No, his mentality. He's like, no, And people say I'm one of the best basketball players ever. He's like, but I don't see it. That doesn't matter. I'm going to keep playing as if I'm not, because that's how I got here.
And I still think I'm not a good basketball player, so I'm like him. I think that, too.
You know, you have a hard time celebrating where you are.
I have
a
hard time even taking a compliment, so that's why I'm pivoting off this. But thank you for sharing that and saying that about me.
Sure.
Thank you. I feel uncomfortable sometimes. But I am a lot like Giannis.
Just like him.
Just like him. All right, moving over to you, Lunchbox.
Man, thieves got away with a good one. On Easter Sunday in L.A., they broke into a vault. Like, it's a cash-holding place for local businesses. They broke in through the roof, and then they busted a hole in the side of the building, and they got away with... $30 million
I thought you were going to say like 1,000. I was going to be like, wow, okay, that's a cool strategy.
$30
million? Wow.
They were able to somehow get past the security system from the roof, and then their escape was out the side of the building, and they busted a hole in the wall.
The fact there was that much cash, and I know that's a vault. Vaults have much money.
They're supposed to,
but still to have $30 million in cash anywhere, and then how do you... That's trucks.
Yeah,
you
they
can't
did.
Carry that out with humans and like...
They don't have any idea how they got out away. They don't have any video because the video, boom, they just have pictures of the hole in the wall, and they have no idea who did it.
Lunchbox, you think it's inside job?
I think to know that there's that much money in there at that time and to get around the security system, someone maybe that works for the security company or maybe dropped the money off there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I like it when they spray paint or the camera.
That's really cool.
That's
too.
Cool. They're like,
yeah, but you got to get to the camera.
They got a mask on during that part.
Okay.
I like that. I like that visual. Finally, my story. This guy, 38 years old in Florida, he was arrested. He climbed a cell phone tower and he started just yanking at cables.
Oh, no.
From the top of the tower. And he starts tossing parts under the ground because he'd yank and pull and there'd be like springs.
What
starts
on
chunking
earth?
It onto the ground. And somebody sees him, they call the cops and he. Is arrested and cops are like, come down. He finally comes down and they're like, what are you doing? He goes, what do you mean? I work for T-Mobile. He didn't.
Oh.
No, he didn't at all.
I was like,
that's
wow.
Funny, though.
He just thought that was going to be his thing. I work for T-Mobile. I'm making repairs. And
quick thinking.
Nope. Got arrested. He didn't work for T-Mobile and he got, it's like $500,000 in damage.
Dang.
Yeah.
I wonder why he did that. Like, was he trying to just kill someone's cell phone service or something?
maybe he didn't like want his wife to get a call.
Right, right.
No good.
Go up there and pull all the wires.
Not really how it works, but yeah. That's from the Miami Herald. That's our favorite news. Let's get the show started. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm having issues with my next door neighbor. She's in her mid to late 30s. The weather's getting warmer. She mows the lawn in a sports bra.
All right.
We'll wash her car in the sports bra and check the mail in a sports bra. The problem is I have teenage boys.
Perfect.
That's great.
What's
for
the
them?
Problem?
Is
they
it
love
worth
that.
Having a conversation with her, or do I just need to get my sons and their friends in check? Signed, a mom of teenage boys. But I don't know. I don't feel like a sports bra is that big of a deal.
Yeah, get your sons in check.
It's not even your sons. And
I see women go to the grocery store in a sports bra. I like that.
Yeah, I don't.
It's weird. I agree, but it's weird when you say it. Then I can't hardly agree because he's like, oh, la, la.
Dude, I had a hot neighbor growing up.
Yeah.
And see, when my friends would come over.
Male
and she
or female?
Would... Stop. And she would go out
he
to
didn't
get,
answer.
She would go out and get the mail, and we'd all be like, she's coming out, she's coming out. And we'd all go over the front yard and be like, just gonna hang out and watch. It's awesome, man.
Was she in a sports bra?
Nah, she didn't need to be in a sports bra.
That was before sports bra culture. Now it's like, it's everyday wear, and it's awesome.
I would just not worry that. About it. If the teenage boys want to watch them in a sports bra, they're not doing anything wrong.
No, just watch it.
Sports bra. You guys are making me sound creepy because I don't want to agree with you.
Teenagers.
Bobby, you're fine.
But maybe it's
fine.
Teaching them. Also, it's not a big deal that somebody's in a sports bra.
Yeah, you know? It shows she works out.
No.
Athletic wear. Right?
Yeah. I hate being on their side when their side feels so creepy.
But it's right.
I mean,
right.
guys mow the yard with their shirt off.
Right.
But it's not like it's all ripped up dudes with their shirts off.
Well, I'm just saying, okay, so what if, and you had teenage whomever.
Well, if she was ugly, like, they wouldn't be looking, I promise.
It's just a sports bra. That's what I'm going to say to you. You do whatever you want with your kids. It's just a sports bra.
And you should be happy your kids are outside.
It's not
they're not playing.
Yeah, they're not sitting on the TV screen.
Sports bra is not a big deal.
Nah.
That's great.
It's actually good.
Okay, see.
I mean, it could be worse because I feel like at one point, it's not, I don't know, all these years things get blurry. But didn't we have one where someone was doing something in a bikini next door and the parents were like.
Yeah.
But I think it was maybe the dad that was like.
That's a whole different story. That's a different story. You got to reevaluate some things. Okay, so I'm going to say, hey, mom of teenage boys, it's
chill
just a sports
out.
Bra. Chill out. I'm sorry. Just relax is what I'm going to say.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Right,
no.
Yes.
I agree with them, but I hate it.
Hey, 1, 2, 3, sports bra.
No.
1, 2, 3.
I'm not doing that.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for fun facts. If we find one during the week, we put a pin in it. We wait till the segment. We bring it to the show. Let's go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Amy, you're up.
Google in its origins was going to be called Backrub. But then they decided to change it to Google because, I don't know, maybe they just started to think that Backrub was a little weird.
Yeah. Well, it's only weird because it wasn't used. If, let's say they called it Backrub, we'd be like, they were going to call it Google? What a stupid true. Word is Google?
Google's a weird word.
Yeah, so what's normal ends up being normal because it's normalized.
But why would it be Backrub?
Because everybody likes a Backrub. Name somebody done like a Backrub.
Oh, I feel like, true. Hey, I'm helping. You don't know how to get there. I'll help you get there. Backrub.
Is that how you get help? Holy
cow.
Whoa. We just learned a little something about old Amy.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear. Fun Fact Friday, Eddie.
The dye used in Red Skittles, and I know some states have banned these Red Skittles, yep. But the dye that they use in it is made from crushed bodies of beetles, which is probably why I think they're trying to ban that red thing.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's why.
It's like, it's got a carcinogen or something in it, like a cancer-causing chemical that they're also...
Correct.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, then the ones...
Because beetles, I feel like, would be...
That would be natural. Protein.
But,
yeah.
But knowing that you would want to...
Natural, even, Amy said.
Knowing that it was crushed beetle shells, like you would...
Don't care.
Okay.
I don't know what's in my food.
Well, I'm telling you, that's disgusting.
Only because you know. You don't know what's in your food. I bet you're going to all kinds of places not even knowing.
Yeah, probably.
And if you knew, then it'd be gross. That's why I don't watch the meat documentaries. I don't want to feel sad.
That's a good point.
Because I know I'd feel sad and probably be a vegetarian. Yet I don't want to be sad, so I just don't watch them. Yeah. That's how to live a healthy life. Lunchbox.
1962, maybe the greatest year in American history. It was the year the first breast augmentation took place.
Wow.
What year was that?
That's 1962. Yeah, imagine that. Wow. You're going to go forward with it. Like, have somebody put some plastic. I bet that didn't end well.
I didn't say. Just said 1962 was the first one, and then...
I know you're being pervy, but I think of it like...
No, I'm not pervy.
Well...
Everything you do is either pee, poop, or boobs.
Well, why wouldn't it end well? Because then if it...
because I would assume that they put a plastic in that probably didn't work well with the body, because they still haven't quite figured it out to a perfect science.
Hmm. Yeah, there's the breast, what do they call it? When you get the implants and there's a disease. Oh. I can't think of the name right now, but a lot of people get theirs removed because they're feeling off. They don't feel normal.
So I would assume that anything that you do for the most part medically at the first time doesn't really go right, but you learn a lot from it. But you are a perfect. All right, Morgan?
The Empire State Building in New York City is so large, it has its own zip code.
How large is it? Oh. I thought you set it up. Go ahead, it has its own zip code?
Yep, it's home to 10118.
You might have thought that our show is cracking out. No, that was Morgan's voice going out.
Yeah, my allergies are really bad.
You know how it sounds like if you're on the internet and things like, all right, you're breaking up. No, that's Morgan's allergies.
They're messing with
Tennessee
the radio.
Yeah, Tennessee sucks for allergies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it kills me. I mean, I had a day a week ago, I slept for like 17 hours because the pollen had just infected me.
Yeah.
Like the very first ever boob job in 1967.
Oh, whenever it was. Ooh, man, you'll never forget that.
Yeah, right, man.
Also, breast implant illness is what it's called.
That's what I would have thought it was called without knowing it specific.
I wanted the official word because I couldn't think of it and it was bothering me.
Is that the official word for it? That's like Chance the Rapper being a rapper. You know?
The BII.
Breast implant illness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I think I called it like when you get breast implants and there's a disease. That's what I called it. So breast implant illness is better.
All right.
I got a few here for you guys. The movie Dallas Buyers Club. Remember that with Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
The budget was so low that the makeup artist, Robin Matthews, only had $250 to spend for the entire movie, and she used it, bought all the makeup she could get, and still won the Oscar for Best Makeup and Hairstyling.
That's awesome.
Fun fact Friday, Mississippi is the only state where it's not illegal to drink and drive. However, your blood alcohol level still needs to be below the legal limit of 0.08.
Oh, okay.
So you can have an open container, I guess.
Basically, you can drink, but as long as it's 0.07, you're good to go.
So that's where Al Dean was driving down the dirt road.
Chilling on the dirt road.
Swerving.
0.07 on the blow. Next up, there are no term limits for vice president. So in theory, different presidents could keep picking the same person to be vice president. You get a five in a row and all pick the same vice president. That's pretty good. And then finally, presidential fun fact number two, Ulysses S. Grant was the first president to try to get elected for a third term. But the party decided to nominate James Garfield for the 1880 election instead. Good call. Garfield won. And so it wasn't going to be sequential anyway, but you can't really do that. But I've been watching the Abe Lincoln Show.
Oh, yeah.
Manhunt.
Yeah, so have I.
Apple Plus.
What's that about? It's Abe Lincoln, but.
No, it's actually about Booth.
Yeah, I mean, it is about Lincoln. I mean, it's about Lincoln's assassination.
Oh.
And they are basically presenting what they think is a factual story and theory on what happened with the assassination of Abe Lincoln, which it's crazy because I knew Booth was a big actor.
I didn't know that.
And was really good looking. And like, they were surprised that he's the one that assassinated him because everybody knew him. As soon as he shot him, he had performed many times.
He was
there.
A famous actor. Didn't know that.
Well, so, what's it called? I want to watch it.
It's called Manhunt.
Manhunt on Apple Plus.
Because they're looking for Booth.
Hey, did you think Abe Lincoln was a little weird? Like, just
They made him a little squirrely,
right?
To be honest with you,
like silly and
maybe
joking.
He was, but they did make him a little squirrely for sure. So
that was weird.
But if Abe Lincoln was 6'5" or whatever he was, 6'5",
yeah,
and like his weight, he's a pretty thin guy. Maybe he was that squirrely.
And he was a wrestler, right?
I don't know.
I mean, who knows what people did back then?
I feel like he was a wrestler.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, he was a wrestler, but anybody could be a wrestler back in like the 1800s.
Oh, I thought he was just like really good.
He's not
at
like
it.
Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
He was.
I thought he put on a show.
He only lost once in 1832 during the Black Hawk War to the champion of another military unit.
Mm-hmm. When he was wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Interesting. I had time to wrestle.
All right, Abe.
He had as many as 300 matches.
He timed it, Russell.
During the war?
Your whole lifetime.
War is not constant fighting. A lot of times you're just sitting there waiting.
Oh,
no. It's downtime, man.
All right, that's Fun Fact Friday. There you go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah! It's time for the good news.
With Producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Guys, on Monday, April 8th, that's this coming Monday. Oh my gosh, our lives are going to be changed because the eclipse is going to be in the sky.
And so this is the one where the What passes? What's the middle?
Us.
Mm.
Or the moon.
I don't see that's the
moon.
So I think it's the moon.
Go in between, because it could be different ones. The sun could go. I don't know, dude.
No, the moon goes in front of the sun and blocks it, and then passes past, and then the sun comes back out.
It looks to me, yeah.
But here's the deal.
I don't know that our lives are going to be changed.
What are you talking about? It's unbelievable.
What if it's the moment that people, like, either aliens are waiting to come down, or terrorists are going to attack, or people just start giving away free money? You never know.
Whoa.
I mean, this just happened a few years ago.
Yeah, we saw it.
Not like this, though.
Not like this. It's a different one. This is a different one.
I have no idea if I'm lying or not.
Okay, but here's the deal. What people like to do is they're like, oh, let me put my regular sunglasses on and look at the sun. You can't do that. That'll burn your eyes.
So, also, stop talking like that, people. You sound like Howdy Doody.
So, what a lot of retailers are doing, they're giving away free sunglasses that are ISO certified. That's what you need to look for. ISO certified. So Warby Parker's one of them. Jenny's Ice Cream, Smoothie King, Sonic is giving away these things. Yeah. And Moon Pie, they're giving away these solar eclipse Moon Pie sunglasses. So look for those. And
don't just do normal glasses.
Don't do normal glasses. And my wife already ordered some. So I think I'm going to return the ones we ordered. I'm going to go to Sonic.
What about, I know I've made this reference before, but what about if you put on a welder's mask?
You could, that probably works.
No.
As someone who used to weld, I bet it does. I bet it works like crazy. Because I would like TIG weld.
But if you don't know that, we shouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think it's ISO certified.
Well, look in the mask. If it says ISO certified, wear it. Because you're going to look cool doing a welder's mask.
I bet you you're the one out there in a welder's mask looking up. I bet welder's mask is okay. It's even more hardcore than these glasses.
Do you guys want to have a party and watch this together?
Nah.
Okay.
All right. I don't. All right, please. Okay. I'm good, though. Thank you, Eddie. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online,
Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. It's time for everyone's favorite game. The easiest game ever. Easy trivia. Amy has a tiara on because she's the champion. She has 3 wins. Playing to 5. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Nobody loses first round. What company's known for its search engine that's become synonymous with internet searching?
Google.
Amy? Correct. Google. Lunchbox, what company's famous for its iPhone, iPad, and MacBook?
Apple.
Correct. Lori Morgan, when she was here.
I like her.
Yeah, me too. What social media platform, Morgan, was founded by Mark Zuckerberg?
Facebook.
Correct. Abby, what company's famous for Just Do It as its slogan?
Nike.
Correct. Nobody would have gone home, but nobody missed. But if you do miss, you get boned.
You've been boned.
Ready to go. The category is 90s country. Amy, who released Forever and Ever Amen in 1991?
Randy Travis.
Correct.
Oh, man, I'd have missed that.
Lunchbox, who released The Dance in 1990?
Garth Brooks.
Correct. Morgan, who released Man, I Feel Like a Woman in 1997?
Shania Twain.
Correct. Who released Boot Scootin' Boogie?
Brooks and Dunn.
Correct. Celebrities. Amy, who's known as the momager of the Kardashian-Jenner family?
Making sure I don't confuse them. It's Kris Jenner.
Correct. Lunchbox, what actress starred as Katniss Everdeen in the Hunger Games film series?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Correct. Morgan, who's the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Adam Levine.
Correct. Abby, what actor played Iron Man?
Why do I always get a movie one?
There were multiple. Yeah, but yeah.
I know.
Like, Lunchbox had a movie one too. Yeah, it wasn't like you.
I know. It's just I know I'm gonna miss it.
But it's also like super. It's like one of the most famous movies of the past 20 years.
I know. I'm still gonna miss it.
What actor played Iron Man?
Well, think about it, Abby.
I'm thinking. What's his name?
You just give up.
I am gonna give up.
Oh my god.
Do you give up?
Yeah.
Okay, Robert Downey Jr.
You've been boomed.
Because I'm gonna look stupid.
Send her on down to the bone zone.
That's a weird tactic.
Yeah, I'm just going to give up.
Yeah. The category is music. 3 people remain.
Oh, music. Great.
Lunchbox.
Amy.
No, I know. Lunchbox.
How you doing?
Oh, sorry. Good. You got me.
Good cover, dude.
Which iconic guitarist, Amy, is known for his performance of the Star-Spangled Banner at Woodstock 1969? Which iconic guitarist is known for his iconic performance of the Star-Spangled Banner at Woodstock in 1969?
What? Woodstock, 69, iconic guitarist. Van Halen.
Incorrect.
You've been boned.
You listened to my report all those years ago. I sat up there on the stage and told you Jimi Hendrix.
That's right.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
Eddie Van Halen was, they were good in Woodstock, though.
Yeah, but 69, Van Halen.
Were they there?
No. They're way too young. They're children.
Okay, I don't know.
They
got
big in the 80s. Okay. Lunchbox.
Cool.
What British band released the song Yellow in the year 2000?
Coldplay.
Correct. Morgan, who is known as the King of Pop?
The King of Pop would be Michael Jackson.
Correct. We are down to 2 people. Easy trivia.
Yeah,
King of Pop and Woodstock.
Well, the Woodstock ones, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, yellow, very card,
yellow card. Yellow card
for Amy. She gave herself a yellow
card. All right, we had one versus Quentin, one versus yellow
card. She handed herself a yellow card.
You know what I've ever seen. Give me one, too.
In the first ever time,
this is
she had awarded herself a yellow card.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you get another one, you're eliminated from next round.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Oh, zip it.
And turn my mic off.
All right, but TV shows is the category.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Mm-hmm.
What Friends character works as a chef?
Oh, that's Monica.
Correct. Good job.
Tough.
Morgan, TV shows. Ted Mosby is the main character on what TV show that is voiced over by Bob Saget telling the story through flashbacks?
What?
I'll read it one more time. Ted Mosby is the main character on what show that is voiced over by Bob Saget telling the story through flashbacks?
Can you tell me what year this came out?
I would never give you more information than the actual question.
Like, the only show I know of Bob Saget is Full House. It's literally the only... No, and that's...
Are you gonna
give up? It's... No. Shut up, Lunchbox.
Got him. Yellow card for not shutting up, Lunchbox.
Wow.
Morgan, yellow card for being mean.
Whoa, fine. Whoa!
I don't care.
Everyone's got cards.
Yellow cards all around.
Oh my gosh. Ted Mosby and Bob Saget is the voiceover.
I'm going to put the clock up right now at 5 seconds.
Three's Company?
Incorrect.
How I Met Your Mother!
He voiced over that? I did not know that.
They're sitting there as kids. He's like, go get kids. This is
how I Met Your Mother.
I didn't know that.
Dang, I didn't know that.
Legend, wait for it.
Shut up. That's easy trivia. And nobody got a red card, so congratulations.
That was wild, man.
Good job, good job.
Coming up, Luke Bryan in studio. Love that dude. Never know what's going to happen. Sometimes we try to keep the train on the tracks. Sometimes you can't keep the train on the tracks, and it's a beautiful thing. Luke Bryan coming up. Let's go to this voicemail.
Morning, Courtney. What do you call a laptop that can sing? Adele.
Funny.
Adele computer. Adele. That's a good one.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Dang, at least 40% of adults have gone at least 3 days without face-to-face conversations.
That sounds like a vacation.
Oh, not us.
No, but that to me is like, pick your perfect vacation.
Yeah.
No faces.
Don't talk to anyone.
Yeah,
I mean, they're having communication with people, but it's either via text or maybe just like FaceTime or something like that. But like, face-to-face interaction is definitely an important thing.
But like, are you not like going to the store or anything? Like, what, are you staying at home?
Well,
for 3 days, people don't stay home for 3 days.
Okay,
3 days? You don't go to work?
Maybe not.
They work
groceries
from home.
I didn't just say seeing another human face. I said face-to-face like conversation. Like,
no, but I was fantasizing about no humans at all.
Yeah.
Taking it to the next level.
Which, speaking of, like in a similar vein, I saw that first dates are like now going to video. Like instead of actually even going somewhere, like you plan a whole online date with someone.
So
like a scheduled, like, hey,
I'm sure that's a thing, but I think now the one of the benefits is you can actually FaceTime somebody if you need to say hi, more so than go on a date, right? Morgan, would you ever do that before a date? Instead of a phone call or a text, if you still set up, hey, let's FaceTime real quick and go over plans, or no?
I would only FaceTime if I'm concerned about a catfishing possibility.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no, because I think it kind of takes away from the first date.
You want the headlining act to come out without having to come out during the opener?
Yeah, because if you get so much information, you may not even go on a date because you're like, oh, never mind, I take it back.
Well, but this isn't just a like, hey, I'm meeting you.
Yeah, I hear what
video.
You're saying.
Like you like
those
eat,
are weirdos
you like
what
eat
doing.
Dinner together. It's like a
that
date
was big
on video
during COVID. Like that definitely happened a lot during COVID.
Really?
But now,
well, yeah, how else were you gonna do stuff with people during COVID?
Yeah, you're right.
We're all worried that we're gonna get some deadly.
Yeah.
You know. Monster.
It says here.
And then we washed our mail. Remember that?
Then we washed everything.
Yeah, we like scrub our mail.
We leave boxes on the porch for a couple days.
Crazy,
weird time.
It is weird to think about. I haven't thought about that in a minute.
Yes, it's a weird. Like our when kids, they're like two now, get older, and they learn about it, they're going to be like, what? And then there'll be a different kind of pandemic because there's one about every 70 years or so.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was bizarre. Like Amazon packages, we were like, I ain't touching it. You touch it.
And we're going to have a series of pictures of us wearing masks. Like, that's crazy, too.
And there's a whole couple, like, year of movies that address it by wearing the actors at some point are wearing masks.
Yeah.
All
right, what else?
Okay, so do y'all know the incognito way to search on Google? Anybody?
Yeah, I do. It's called Google Incognito. That's what it's called. Incognito. You just
right. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing.
The only thing it does, it's not like you're secretly looking for bad stuff. It's just, there's no search history.
Yeah. So you
if you hit it,
it's not.
Oh, I'm sure everybody has every piece of data possible.
Right. Well, a lawsuit was filed and Google has now agreed to, or they're being forced to, delete all the data that it's been collecting from people's incognito searches.
Source. Trust me, bro. It's Google. Trust me, bro. We've deleted it.
Yeah, no, this whole lawsuit went down, and people were asking for like a lot of money, about $5 billion, which Google's not paying that out, but they are deleting this stuff where people assumed, if I'm being incognito, then no one's tracking this, but Google is.
No, the reason I had it on is because I was looking to sports memorabilia, and my wife and I go to the same Google account. She was like, why are you trying to buy more Andre Dawson sports memorabilia? Don't you have 11 things already? I was like, I'm just looking at prices, you know, I was just seeing. So
okay, well, if you didn't know about it, it's there, and I guess it'll help hide things from your...
I wouldn't say hide, more people. Like strategically you, get out of the way of the eyes of the other person.
You're creative words sometimes.
You know, it kept us from having conflict about my stupid decisions of things I would search for shopping.
Mm, it sounds okay. Like hiding, but yeah.
Yeah, no, potato, potato.
Yeah. So Beyonce gave sole writing credit to Dolly Parton for the new version of Jolene, even though she rewrote a lot of the words. Dolly is the sole person. She's probably going to make a pretty penny.
She already has a pretty penny.
I'm going to make more pretty pennies.
Make another one.
And I was thinking about doing Stairway to Heaven. And you know what? I'll give them full credit when I put it out.
Nice of you.
Yeah.
I'm Amy. That's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Tom Schoenick woke up on his 90th birthday. Oh, today I'm 90. Gotta do something special. And no, he didn't just go for a walk and walk 90 steps. He jumped on his bicycle and pedaled and pedaled and pedaled. And he went for 90 miles.
Wow.
On his 90th birthday, people.
I mean, 90 miles on a 25th birthday is a lot.
I'd just be glad to wake up.
Oh, at 90?
At 90.
He said it's what keeps him going.
Yeah, that's a lot. Good for him. It's like the story Amy gave us about Judge Judy and her husband.
Yeah.
They're not 90, but they're like 80s.
Oh, yeah. She's 81 and he's 90.
Oh, yeah? Or is she 90 and he's 81?
No. One of those two.
She's 81 and he's 90.
Got it. Well, I felt like... What relationship am I thinking of where she's much older? That's in the news. There's one where she's like 12 to 13 years older than him. Oh, that's me and my wife. Never mind. All right, congrats to him. Hope he lives a long and happy life from this moment. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Morning Corny.
What's the most popular fish in the ocean?
What's that?
The starfish.
Huh? I think a better one would have been like,
that was the who's the
most
Morning Corny.
What's the most famous fish in the ocean? Or like, what's an astrologist's favorite fish? The starfish.
That's good.
What
that's
fish
good.
Is in the most movies?
Well, no, you can't do better now because you didn't. You messed. I mean,
I
like your joke. No. I got it.
When you're famous, you're popular. So
not always. I know famous people that aren't popular at all.
Really?
There are a lot of infamous people.
Huh. Like, well, then that would make them infamous.
No, but they would be famous, but famous in a negative way. For example, Timothy McVeigh.
Okay, you're right.
Wow, okay.
Not a star.
Nope, definitely not.
Osama bin Laden.
Not a star.
No,
not a star.
Definitely not.
Right now, P. Okay. Diddy. You know?
Not a was star. A star.
Well, yeah. Right. Bad news.
Sorry, I didn't go that route.
Yeah. No. We liked it.
So if anybody wants to retell this joke today, because I know a lot of people
do. Astrologist's favorite fish, a starfish.
Oh, nice. That's good.
But he just did that one.
I know. It's good. Do it.
Are you still off medicine?
Yep.
Yeah, every once in a while, we're reminded. Like,
no. I am. And I am going through a lot of changes, but I already feel like it's going to get better.
It's not yet.
It's like a roller coaster.
I feel like it's getting a little bit better.
Yeah.
At times. But then sometimes you're like a wild bull. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, we're gonna ride this out 8 seconds, and then she's going
to
be back.
Well, I think it's important to note, though, because I kind of thought when I had two good days in a row, I thought, oh, okay, we're in the clear now. And I talked to my doctor because I was very confused about some of my feeling, like things that have been going on. And she's like, oh, it's going to be a little bit of in and out. I would give it at least a couple of months and then you'll probably really start to feel yourself or whoever you're meant to be.
Whoever your new is.
Exactly.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Luke Bryan.
I got a question for you. We were talking about earlier this week because I went to watch Chris Tomlin's concert. Aside from The Message, which was amazing, like it was the best sounding concert I've ever been to. It blew me away.
Really?
Yeah. What's the best concert you've ever been to? Because I don't even know all the words to every song. Got to be honest. I like going to concerts where I know all the words. But that still is now the best concert I've ever been to.
The best concert I've ever been to. Let me...
I mean, probably when Reba came out in like the jet on stage and just all of the, you know, the theatrics of what she did, like when she was just making it happen. I mean, it was pretty impressive. And the fact that she was in Albany, Georgia, which essentially is my hometown, and she brought that kind of show even to that kind of smaller market. But she was there for like 3 nights, and it was pandemonium for our town to get that show.
Whenever you were younger, did most shows not come to Albany? Did you have to go to Atlanta?
Well, we didn't even think about going to Atlanta. I mean, you know, Albany had a pretty big civic center at the time. You know, probably a 10,000 seater. And, you know, we used to get some pretty interesting shows. And like the Backstreet Boys were there one time. So, I mean, that was kind of.
Did you go to that one?
I did, but it was like a, you went because everybody went.
That's what I would say too. Yeah, like New Kids on the Block. I'd be like, I don't even like them. I just like, you
well,
know.
Well, I didn't. I really didn't. I mean, I knew, but I remember all of us, all the, you know, we were all making fun of one another. Was it, what did I say? Backstreet
Boys.
No, New Kids.
Yeah. New Kids on the Block.
No, it was New Kids.
Yeah, I used to do that too. I'd be like, I don't even like, but I did like
secretly. We went because we knew the girls were going to be there, you know. So
that's what I would say too.
But yeah, we had like Def Leppard came through there, Alabama. But a lot of the concerts, like there would be some like 38 Special came there, and like I never will forget. Joan Jett was opening for somebody, and my Uncle Bill was sitting on the front row, and he's like down there with overalls and a John Deere hat on, and Joan Jett just walks right out. And just flips him the bird, like, just right at his face.
Like, for rock and roll reasons, or for, like...
Just like being a rock star. Yeah. And, you know, there's my Uncle Bill down there.
Classic Uncle Bill. Did you come up here by yourself?
I'm just here. I rolled
in. I saw him come in by himself, and I'm like, that's a guy who's comfortable. Just showed up.
I don't have a radio person here. My management's not here. Like, I could literally
you're good with
say
us.
Anything... To retire myself and end it all right now.
We'd beep you. We'd save you. Don't worry. I want to talk about the new single real quick. So yeah. we'll play it and then we'll come back. But Love You, Miss You, Mean It.
Yeah.
It's new music, but it's like you got a whole six songs coming out, right? It's like the whole six songs.
Did we announce that we're doing that?
Uh-oh. No one's here to say that.
Here.
It was told. See, that's what I was told.
That's what happens when I don't get, you know, I'm joking about that. But the thing is,
do you want to see my paper?
Let me see what you're supposed to talk to me about.
Well, that's just the front say. On the top part, it says the single, and then it says six new songs.
Oh, I didn't know it was in November. Yeah, it's coming out in November.
Oh, wow.
And,
wow.
You know, I'm really on top of my, you know, I'm really locked into what I'm doing these days.
That's good. You know the single then, because you sang it, Love You, Miss You.
Yeah, I actually was in I didn't get AI'd on that. It was actually me, but... As we're in the process of trying to figure out like how important like huge 20 or 15 song albums are, my goal is to find 4 songs that I like, whether I wrote them or not, just go in and cut them and do that about every 2 or 3 months to keep just, it's fun being in there recording music you're excited about. So with me, and we'll do, we've never even technically put like country on like an you know, we don't have
it's just
album.
Existed by itself.
It's just out there. Yeah. Yes. So we'll compile all that and then put something together that we really like. But I've got hold on. This will be funny. Oh, never mind.
Somebody calling you?
It's people looking for me now.
Yeah. He's in here. We're rolling.
We got
We're
him.
Going. We're on.
But we, you know, so I'm just going to put music out and I'm really, really, all joking aside, I mean, when I heard Love You, Miss You, Mean It, I was like, that's a song that really seems to be like kind of got the juice.
Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week, and then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks,
because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Luke Bryan.
All right, let's do deep questions with Luke Bryan.
Ooh.
Deep?
Well, sounds weird, but what? All right, you got three questions here. Number one, Luke Bryan, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Ooh, where do I see myself in 10 years? Hopefully, I'd like to do summers in Tennessee and winters in tropically warmer stuff. I'd love to have like a nice sport fishing boat that's big enough just to sit on.
Don't you have one?
Yeah,
have
well, I've got a center console that it's actually, it's totaled. We just, a tornado hit the warehouse that it was in and it totaled it. So I'm officially out of a offshore boat, but I'd like to get like one that you can, you know, you can stay on, go send it to the Keys, fly to the Keys, hop on it, sit on the deck, listen to Jimmy Buffett and drink vodka and go fish.
What do you see yourself doing 10 years musically?
You know, I think kind of what I'm doing now, really having, having a lot of fun doing it, as long as I feel like I can get up there and sing like I want to. And but I'm going to always kind of have concerts around the deal. You know, do I wake up and I'm like, I'm going to conquer the world this year and I'm going to have global dominance? I mean, I'm just going to kind of let the songs steer the course, and not if things go great with a song, I'm going to be fired up. And then if I have something that doesn't really work, I'm not going to sit there and start cussing everybody out either.
Again. Yeah. All right, number two, hit it. Who is the most intelligent person you know?
Ooh, the most intelligent person I know. These are great.
Deep questions with Luke, yes.
The most intelligent person I know. Probably my music producer of my whole career, Jeff Stevens.
And what about him makes you?
Because from music to life to family to the world's imploding to the world, he always seems, I can call him, and it's this really like just solid view of the situation, and I always leave the conversations having felt that I got the right advice for the moment. And it's never done, and Jeff's my producer, and there's never been like pressure, like whether it's a song he and I wrote that may be a single, there's never been like, it's just always been, he delivers the info and the opinion, and there's no strings attached, and it's always been great.
Final question. What was your favorite age growing up?
Ooh, man, probably. Are you still growing up when you're 22?
I think you can still be growing up now.
Yeah.
I mean, second year at Georgia Southern. So I would have been, I got a two-year degree from a small college. And then I got to Georgia Southern when I was 21. So about 22 was pretty damn awesome.
What are you remembering?
You got a little weird smile. Like,
well, I just remember, like, because I think when you're 18 and you go off to college, that year is like great. Like, but you're probably a little too immature to be there. Well, with me, I was 21 when I went off to college, so like I had a little more life. I mean, from 18 to 21, like I was like doing a lot of, like when I think about it, like I was working, my schedule would be, I would go to college from about 8 a.m. to 11. I would leave and I would work at my dad's peanut mill from noon till about 10 p.m. And I did that every day. And then on Fridays and Saturdays, I was going and gigging. So from 18 to 21, like, I was like, I never came up for air. It was like, so when I went to college and got to college, I was just like, I ain't got to go work at my dad's peanut mill. The little school I went to was really hard. It was a tough college to go to. So Georgia Southern was a little more, I had all my core crap out of the way. So I just let it rip and had a blast. Like at one point I lived in me and this guy, a buddy of mine, we lived on a lake. It was called Cypress Lake. And I stayed in Georgia Southern for the summer.
Like in a cabin?
Cabin over the lake that we would park our boats under our house. And I mean, it was just awesome. There were houseboats out there, and it was pretty awesome.
I saw Katie's Leaving Idol.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you know, she caught a little flack for, not flack, she just inadvertently announced it on Kimmel. I think she inadvertently announced it. Either way.
But that show can be edited because it's not always live.
Right. You're right. Now that you say that, they could have. I think Katie had kind of told me on the set. She was like, I think this is my last year. I was like, really? And like, we're on set. And maybe not everybody heard it, but I was like, okay. But then I thought she's just having a girl day where
she's I have just, those often, yes.
Yeah, where she's just like, I don't know what I want to do in my life. And anyway, she did announce it. And, you know, as it gets, as the final show gets nearer, I mean, it'll be pretty emotional. We've had through the years, that our unit and our group and her, you know, being right there, she's just a blast to work with. And I mean, she's just crazy in all the good ways, you know. And
what about you? What's your lifespan?
I don't know if I would. I mean, I love an idol. It's I still enjoy it. I wouldn't let her doing that make me, you know, we don't know. I guess everybody thinks we have 2 or 3 or 4 year commitments. We don't. Like, if the show, like, if somebody comes up and like, hey, the ratings are tanking, then we're probably out of a gig. So as long as the show feels like it's in an upward trajectory and we're not, I mean, we still feel like every year I feel like we gain a little more ground with people watching it and trusting what we're doing. So as long as I feel like I'm a part of something really still pretty special, it's definitely things I look at in the top of the year where I'm like, oh, this will be, yeah. So I don't have my decision made for next year, but.
You need to do the hats like recruits do. He's got one hat that says idol, one hat that says no idol, one hat that says buying a boat and maybe idol, and then you put one on your head and that's how you announce
it. Well, buying a boat's probably, we'll have to do a double mm-hmm. hat with buy a boat and stick with idol, but you know, idol's fun. And then, Peyton Manning and I are doing a series called It's All Country that we've been filming the past kind of month and a half. And but I mean, now I think I've settled into like a good place. I mean, I leave and go straight to baseball games. My boys are both somehow, thanks to Caroline Athletic, I don't think I had anything to do with that, but so they're really, really active in sports. Like, I had to plan, like, this fall, I had to plan Friday nights and be like, no shows on Friday nights all in the fall.
Because of kids.
Because of kids. And I think literally for 8 years, because Tate's going to be coming right in behind Bo on football. So Friday nights in the fall are eliminated for me. And, I mean, that's not me. That's just me. That's time in my life where it's time to be there. Like, you can miss you can kind of miss a couple 4-year-old T-ball games when they're just running to third base when they hit the ball and don't know where the hell they're at. But now it's important.
Luke Bryan's in studio. Acting, you?
I never did any. I tell you what, I mean, when you're...
I've seen you in plays, like, from back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, I did one-act plays. But when you're filming promos for Idol and you're filming like, and you mess up a take and then you have to replicate the energy and the vibe and the laughs, and you're inadvertently learning how to replicate stuff on camera in a natural acting form that I don't think you really, you know. I think just when somebody puts a camera in your face, getting comfortable with that takes. So I would be comfortable with all that. I would just really want whoever I work with that I can trust them that you look legit doing the role and it's believable and, you know.
Are you anti-nude scene?
I would, I would.
No nude scene. What if it was the role
depends
needs
on
it.
The CGI involved.
Hey, you need a lot of AI.
Yeah, we're going to need some AI.
All right, final two questions. Are people surprised at times whenever you sit at a piano to learn that you're – I feel like, and you'll be like, oh, I'm not, but whatever, that you're a really good piano player?
I love surprising people with that. I think it's always fun. I think it's always fun for people to have that up, kind of have that ace up my sleeve, and then when I can hold a room with a piano. And it's not come easy. I put myself in the role of playing piano in front of a lot of people to get better, because if you just stay in your house and think you're working on it and then put 20,000 people in the room, anyway, you just got to jump in it. I've really had fun working hard and playing piano, but I still can trick people better than I actually am.
But I said no humble card, because you're good. You're good. We'll move off. I hear you.
But I'm good to hold. I'm good at, like, I'm good in my little space, but then I know what, like, I know where not to venture.
You know your
venture.
Strengths.
Right. I know where not to venture.
Final question. Like, what to you right now is fulfilling right now?
What's fulfilling to me is the fact that in the state of Tennessee, between my house and going to a farm or just putting a boat in at the house or going to the Duck River and floating down the river, I could just knock around the state of Tennessee with my children and my family, and I can ride around my farm on a Polaris, or I'm just content with just chilling out around the house. I can run, go play 9 holes of golf, come back, like waking up with no plan. I can go piddle in the garden, and then I can go write a song. You know, I don't have to feel like I got to write 8 songs a week. I can get an idea, call a friend, call a buddy. Hey, what are you doing? Swing by the house. Let's fish for a couple hours, then let's go write a song. So, you know, I'm really content with just like, I'm going to really retire very efficiently, and when I call you for like a retirement plan party for me, be there, because it'll be
epic.
Yeah, it'll be well thought out.
I guess the last thing here, because we're going to play, by the way, we premiered Luke's new song earlier. We'll play it again coming up in just a little bit, but because I'm going to play whatever your answer is. But what is your favorite song to perform live now?
Oh, gosh. I mean, Country Girl naturally will always be just blatantly the most fun, just because hitting it. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, watching everybody, just the energy level go to that. That and Play It Again. I mean, Play It Again is pretty.
You gave me 2. I can't play them at the same time. I sound like a train wreck.
Do Play It Again.
Okay. Luke, good to see you, buddy. Really.
Good to see y'all.
Good to see you. You look good. You look tan. You look like you've been out.
Oh, I've been in. Yeah, like I've been rotisserie.
Yeah.
Like I've never even had like definite raccoon eyes and stuff from sunglasses, but yeah, I've been
I
out
can
there.
See it.
I've been out there fishing.
All right, Luke Bryan, everybody. Woo. Good to see you, Luke. A couple nights ago, we had a big charity show. It was amazing. The Raging Idiots. $1 Million show. That's Eddie and I. A bunch of friends came out and played with us. John Party, Sam Hunt, Post Malone came and played. It's amazing. So we had spent about 2 days getting ready for the show because there were like 10 artists. By getting ready, just like practicing the songs, having rehearsal sound. The day of the show, that's all we were doing basically. We did this show and then we were at the venue getting ready. Other members of the show had other obligations because we had some clients that were like coming to the show, like, or part of the show. And we were like, please come have dinner with us. Come to the show. Thank you for being an advertiser. Morgan, you went to a client function?
Yeah, it was right before the $1 Million show.
I was there too.
Okay.
Give me some credit.
No, don't worry. It's about you. Hey, so.
Oh, boy.
What time did you have to go?
We had to get there at like 5.
Okay. So an early dinner because the show started at 7:30.
Yeah, we wanted everybody to be there for the opening.
What kind of restaurant was it?
It was nice. It was called The Palm.
Oh, yeah. Good, nice steakhouse.
Yeah.
And a couple clients there, a few clients.
Yeah, and Lunchbox had to be at a table. I had to be at a table. We were all entertaining separate kind of clients.
Got it, because there were so many, they wanted to make sure nobody felt left out.
Yes.
Okay. And these stories usually end up how, guys? Because you just guess.
One in a nine?
Yeah.
No.
Lunchbox
not
does something dramatic. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. And do you testify, Morgan, this is the whole truth that you're about to tell me?
The whole truth, nothing but the truth.
Not a bit. Everybody listening to the show, you think sometimes we make stuff up? Not a bit. Whole truth, nothing but the truth. Go ahead, Morgan.
So we had a set menu, and it was on the table as soon as we got there, everything we were supposed to have, and it looked great. But Lunchbox, like, as soon as he saw it, we hadn't even had dinner yet. He demanded to the waitress, was like, I don't want cannoli. I want cheesecake for my dessert. And I'm like, dude, just eat the cannoli. Why does it matter? He's like, no, I'm here. I deserve cheesecake. I'm like, it's free. He's like, yeah,
I deserve it. What do you know? They bring him out cheesecake, and he threw this whole fit in front of all of the clients.
He went Beyonce for cheesecake.
I deserve cheesecake.
I deserve, quote, I deserve cheesecake.
Who says that?
Instead of cannoli, we were having dessert. You were getting dessert already.
And also, it's like, just go to the client thing. It's not even about you. They've orchestrated. They paid for it a certain way. And even if you ask politely, is there any chance that I could switch from the cannoli to the cheesecake? I would even understand that politely off to the side. But I deserve cheesecake.
Oh, are you allergic to cannolis?
Yeah. It's my health restrictions that, you know, they didn't ask me if I had any food allergies.
But what's the allergy?
Cannoli.
Oh, just straight up.
I am allergic to cannoli. And so when I saw the set menu, it had appetizers like tomatoes with some cheese on there, some meatballs. Then you got to choose between salmon, 6 ounce filet, and a chicken parm.
Well, you got an option there.
Yeah, I went with the 6 ounce filet. And then the sides were garlicky mashed potatoes and asparagus. Ate those, no problem. Uh-huh. Then I got down to the bottom and it said dessert. There was no option. It was just cannoli.
Well, there was the option.
No. I mean, we could choose soup or salad. We had a choice of
entree. So you wanted more options all the way down.
There was great option. But then when we get to the end, there's no option. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, this is a dead end.
Why are you getting mad right now? We already lived it.
You can only get one.
We already lived it. No need to get mad again.
I'm like, no one asked me if I'm allergic to cannoli. And so
nobody's allergic to cannoli straight up. But what part of the cannoli are you allergic to?
The shell part.
Oh, the shell.
Yeah.
Classic. Yes. Shell allergy. You've heard of it, right?
I mean, it's very serious. Yeah, I didn't have an EpiPen with me. So if I would have eaten it, I could have got, you know, very sick. Would have had to miss the show. Would have missed Post Malone. Everything. But luckily for me, when the waitress came over to take my order, she's like, oh, what are you going to have? And I was like, I'll take, boom, give me the salad. Boom, give me the filet, medium rare. I said, and then when we get down here, I said, I'll take the cheesecake. She goes, well, that's not the option. I said, well, I deserve a cheesecake. I'm here, I'm going to get the cheesecake.
Why did you deserve the cheesecake?
Because if I'm out to a nice dinner and they got nice cheesecake, cheesecake's what I love.
No, but that's different than love cheesecake at a place that makes good cheesecake. Why did you deserve cheesecake?
Because I am there as the talent, and so I deserve what I want to pick. I deserve cheesecake.
Does he understand the word deserve?
Huh. I earned that cheesecake by coming.
Was he telling the server this or the somebody in charge with the company?
No, the server.
And in front of all the clients. So he's like sitting at the
table. What do the clients think about it?
I think everybody laughs at him because they can't tell if he's serious.
Oh, he's
serious.
A bit.
Yeah, so, whereas I see this happening, I'm like, oh, no, cringing. He's for real.
Yeah.
And so she was like, okay. And then when the dessert came out, this dude is the one that brought it out. And he said, two cannolis in front of me. I said, man, moved it over to the person.
You're allergic. Yeah, they could kill you.
Moved it to the left.
Yeah.
And he puts another one down, handed it to the person to my right. And he goes, do you not want cannoli, man? I said, I'm allergic, man. I got cheesecake coming. He goes, okay. He walked away, and then about a minute later, here came my cheesecake. Damn, right
good.
There.
It was really good, man.
Good, yeah. Really good. And those people had like two bites, and their cannoli was gone. Me, I was just sitting there just eating that cheesecake. I was like, man, you guys are already done. Woo-hoo.
Did Lunchbox deserve? Should he have said he deserve? I have no problem going, hey, would you mind? I'm not a big cannoli guy.
No, allergic, not a big guy.
But you're not allergic. That was a lie. But
well,
I think
you gotta lie what you get to get what you want sometimes.
All right. So it's a lie, okay.
How did the client dinner go in general?
I was fine, but Lunchbox is so loud, it takes up the whole room.
Oh, we were definitely the fun table, let me tell you.
You're just the loud table.
No,
always.
My table loved it. We kept going, hey, like cheers, and everybody's looking at me like, they think we're at the fun table. We just do it just to make everybody else mad.
Like, we have to talk louder. It? Do you organize? Hey, guys, everybody just make
some
noise.
One of the clients did, the lady that works at Nissan. She's like, oh, here, let's do this. And
so she did it. Awkward.
She was like, hey, because I like being at the fun table. I was like, well, this is the fun table.
So then you did the rest.
Yep.
Like the salesperson that works for Nissan or the Nissan person? Because, like, right now I'm picturing he's acting as though some executive at Nissan is like, hey, guys, let's
we got to go spend more money. We got to get a Nissan to Lunchbox immediately.
This guy is fun.
I did talk to her about that, but she's been working there for about 7 years, and her husband sells plastic parts for cars, and they moved here from Ohio, and they were loving it.
They were loving you. They just thought you were
they thought I was...
Let's close the deal then, because so far, all the strategy hasn't closed a deal for you.
Yeah, I didn't close the deal then.
You didn't close the deal then.
I tried, man.
All right. Morgan, thanks for the intel.
Yeah,
but hey, let me tell you, cheesecake sat good in my stomach all night.
Uh-huh. Who says that?
I don't know.
Who says something sat good in their stomach all night when bragging about?
Who says that? Who says I deserve cheesecake?
I deserve a cheesecake.
And then doesn't know how to explain why he deserves it.
Then doesn't really maybe know what deserve means.
You know what? I deserve a break. Let's go to commercial.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sure.
This is real.
He deserves it. He deserves a break.
I've been talking a long time in this segment.
Yeah. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dog's water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Lunchbox, tell me which story drives you the craziest, because I got two. Story number one, a Virginia woman who accidentally hit the wrong button on a lottery vending machine ended up winning $1 million. Thanks to her mistake, which she did not mean to hit the button, but then she got the ticket for the drawing. She
trying to get a different ticket, trying to get the Mega Millions ticket, but instead I got the Powerball ticket, and the Powerball hit, and she had the first five numbers without the Powerball, $1 million. So that's from UPI.
Wow, that's pretty annoying. But
where do you rate that on the annoying scale of 1 to 10?
7.
Okay. Next up. A Rhode Island man said a gift of a scratch-off ticket led to a $4 million winner.
Oh!
Gift.
Oh!
That's awesome.
He was having breakfast, and this older man gave him this bonus buck scratch-off ticket. Older, just, what up?
Oh, I thought it was his dad.
He was eating with his dad.
Oh, okay.
He was eating with his dad, and an older man came up and gave him the ticket.
Gave That's him crazy. The ticket, not the dad?
Well, I don't know that there's a fight over that. Dad may be old.
They got to split it, right?
Oh. He scratched the ticket a day later, and it was a $4 million winner.
Oh, my goodness.
The person that gave him the ticket, the older man, apparently was in like a white robe and had a beard and long hair.
Really?
Yeah, it looked a lot.
Sandals?
Mm-hmm. And he said he had some carpentry work to be done later.
Makes sense.
And they can't find him.
That checks out.
Lunchbox, which one drives you craziest?
Man, That lottery one about giving the gift is pretty... I mean, because if you're the one that gave him the lottery ticket, you'd want to, you know...
I don't think you would. I think the guy doesn't care. He gave him the ticket. I think it's mostly, are you irritated that nobody gives you a ticket? Or nobody does things to help you win millions? Or that she pushed the wrong button and that's how she won? And you've done a lot of wrong things, and you never won crap.
You're right. I've done a lot of wrong things in my life, and it has never turned out into a $1 million win.
Gosh. But maybe she's done a lot of right things in her life.
So have I.
No, which made her hit the button. Like karma got her in a good way. I'm not a big karma guy. I'm not a big believer in karma, but still, doesn't mean it's not true. Just because I don't believe it doesn't mean it's not true. Which one drives you craziest?
Probably the accidental button.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just sitting there and you happen to get someone giving you a lottery ticket. It would, if I'm the one that gave the lottery ticket away, then it's...
You wouldn't, though.
No, I would never get... No,
right,
no,
you would never do that.
Yeah, never give the lottery ticket.
I give away fake lottery tickets to people. That's what I do.
And they don't know, and they scratch it, and they think they won $100,000. Yep. And then they read the rules on the back, and it says...
Only valid in your dreams, cash at your mama's house.
Yeah.
this ticket expires 30 seconds after you scratch it, things like that. Yeah.
I'm surprised there hasn't been fist fights at Lunchbox's Christmases whenever these tickets were given away.
I mean, the best one ever. I mean, at my family and doing it to other people is great, but I did it in college. I did a presentation on the lottery, and I handed out lottery tickets, quote unquote, and one dude scratched it, and he thought he won $250,000, and my professor was like 75, hearing aids, thought he was going to have a heart attack. You're going crazy.
The kid or the professor?
The professor was going crazy, but the kid was going, he was like, dude, I'm taking the rest of the day off. I'm not going to my classes. Oh, my God.
He quit school.
He was like,
he withdraws from college altogether.
He's like, I can pay off my student loans. This is going to be amazing. Oh, my God. And
did you tell him right away, or did you let him just
I let him bask in it. And then when he was walking out of the class, I was like, hey, man, you might want to look at the back of that ticket.
Oh, no.
Did you say it out loud where everybody else knew and then everybody laughed at him?
No, we waited until, you know, it was on a Monday. So then on Wednesday, he came back to class and had to tell everybody.
Oh, okay.
He knew.
He didn't tell him on Wednesday. He knew a guy. That's tough. Like, that'd be mean.
He shows up to the lottery office.
Get arrested.
Oh, no.
Hey, question for you guys, though. So, like, if you would have been gifted that ticket by the old man, and they said that they scratched it later, old man wasn't even around anymore, do you try to find the old man to give him
probably.
Yeah.
No. I think so.
Okay. But like, he could be gone. Like, and you can never see him again.
I would definitely try to find him. I'd be like... Has anybody seen the old man? Nobody answered?
Okay,
listen, I put through effort, and I would get on social media, and I'd be like, anybody seen an old person?
No? Okay.
Or if they say yes, that's not him. All right, moving on. No, I think so. I'd probably ask a couple questions. I would hope somebody would know him.
Make a flyer.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, that's too much. See, I would do a little effort, then I tried.
I'd ask a few people. Like, hey, the old guy that was here, I'd go to the restaurant. Yeah. Do you know who that was? That kind of thing. I do not think that stealing is good. I want to say that ahead of time. Stealing, not good. Everybody with me?
Yep.
Stealing something that's not yours. Two of the worst things, a liar and a thief. When people say nothing worse than a liar or a thief, well, they forget about murderers and rapists. So sure. I don't agree with that one.
Those are pretty bad.
They're the worst, actually. But a liar and a thief, don't like them. So I'm just saying that up front. However, sometimes people do stuff in order to scam or scheme that I'm like, that's next level.
Like, the thinking, that's hilarious, and I'm surprised you got caught. So this is from the New York Post. Porch pirates are a terrible, terrible version of a person. They drive around, Amazon, whatever, FedEx, whomever drops package off. They see it. It's vulnerable. They take it. Out they go. However, this porch pirate, a little crafty. He would disguise himself as a garbage bag, like a bag of trash.
And he would just move slowly to the package?
First of all, you could, on the camera, all you saw was the garbage bag. Even if the garbage bag's moving, you can't identify who the garbage bag is. And if you see it in human form, he would just be there and slowly move. So slow that you wouldn't think the garbage bag just moved.
Oh, wow. Okay, I just pulled it up. That's impressive.
Video shows an unidentified person walking up to one of the homes with a trash bag. The only thing you can kind of see slightly are the slippers at the bottom. But you've really got to look. It looks like a bag of trash on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I've never seen that. That's hilarious. Don't steal. But you got to give credit where a little credit's due there. I love some ingenuity. But I don't love stealing. Speaking of that, a University of Iowa hospital employee used a fake identity for 35 years. Do you think after, I don't know, 3-4 years, you just start to feel like you're that person?
Yeah.
You have to remind yourself you're actually not them?
Yeah.
It's like, sometimes, I know my real last name is not Bones. But I've been that for so long, not even 35 years, that I don't have to go like, your name's not Bones. But it just feels so normal. Sometimes like, hey, how's it going? What's your name? I have to have that moment of, what? Oh, yeah. Let me use my real name here.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Bones.
Just because it's been so... But this guy was stealing it. A former University of Iowa hospital employee pleaded guilty Monday to federal charges. He'd been living under another man's identity since 1988, causing the other man to be falsely imprisoned for identity theft.
What?
And also sent to a mental hospital.
The real person?
Mm-hmm.
What? How does this happen?
That's terrible.
His name's Matthew, 58, convicted of one count of false statement to a National Credit Union Administration. You get convicted of lying to a credit card place.
I didn't know you could do that.
I thought maybe they'd move you up. You get in trouble if you lie above that. But yeah, he worked as a systems architect in the IT department, which is basically building the computer system, right? And he did that from the real guy was working there. The real, it's hard because the guy, not the fake guy.
Yeah.
The real guy was there working in the as the architect for the system. But then they terminated him for misconduct. The whole thing got weird. They thought the guy was crazy, the one who was the real one. He ends up having to go to a mental hospital.
You don't have anybody in your life that can back you up.
That verify you are who you are.
That bad guy, the fake one, I'm just calling him fake and real, okay?
Yeah.
The fake one used the real one's identity in every aspect of his life, including obtaining employment, insurance, official documents, paying taxes. The guy even paid taxes.
Man.
Yeah, usually dishonest people stay dishonest. But he was so thorough, he paid the taxes. What if he donated to charity? Then you start to go, I wonder if he was the better version. But no, that's terrible. In 2019, the real one was homeless, living in LA. He went to a branch of the bank and said, hey, this person who's been me, and I've said to me, now they have a lot of debt. And they're like, you're crazy. And because he was homeless and supposedly crazy, they sent him to the mental hospital.
Oh, man.
It's from the Gazette. That story, that's like a movie.
That should be a movie.
Maybe it will
100%.
Be.
100%.
Well, Never Gonna Get It is a game we play on the show, and it's the biggest prize we've ever given away for it. You can win a trip to our iHeart Country Festival in Austin, Texas. It's a trip. It's you and a guest. We'll fly you there. Hotel, tickets to the show. All you have to do is go to bobbybones.com. Just go. You'll see it. Enter. Get rules. The last day to enter is Sunday. iHeart Country Fest is May 4th in Austin, Texas. That's coming up. A lot of great artists. Jelly Roll, Old Dominion, Lady A, Brothers Osborne. I could go on and on. I'm hosting the show, but we play the game. Never, never gonna get it.
No, you're not gonna get it.
Never gonna get it. Not this time.
No, you're not gonna get it.
If you want to play, we have to do it. The reason we have to do it where you go to the website is because we have to give everybody in every time zone an equal opportunity to go sign up, and then we randomly pick people to play. Would love for you. It's a massive trip. We can't wait to see you, meet you if you win. Thank you, and that's all.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Knightdale, North Carolina. Bojangles is a chicken restaurant, and they were unveiling their new sign. They'd been doing some remodeling. They drop it. Bojangles. And it's supposed to be spelled B-O-J-A-N-G-L-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
They spelled it on the big red sign, B-O-J-G-N-L-E-S.
Hold on. Bojangles. Oh, that ain't right.
Stop.
I had to see it in my head, but that ain't right.
No.
Bojangles is real good, though.
So good, dude.
And so good.
We went to South Carolina to hang out with the football program.
And left at the Bojangles?
Yeah, every direction is take a left at the Bojangles, take a right at the Bojangles.
So, we're like, there's five Bojangles.
Big shout out, Columbia. That's what I think about now, Bojangles, is going to hang out with their football team and their head coach. And every direction was, okay, so you can take a right at the Bojangles. And when you get to the next Bojangles, take a left. And it's right there by the Bojangles, by the stadium. Nice job.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Severe turbulence on a Southwest Airlines flight left two people injured. That's why you should keep your seatbelt on at all times.
Yes.
That's why I do. Not well, also kind of want to impress the flight attendant if he or she walks by and they're like, that's a good
one. Like you're cooperating.
Yeah, like that's a guy right there that if we crash, I'm gonna work to save him first. But the flight was headed from New Orleans to Orlando. They had to divert it to Tampa, and the captain had to go, we need paramedics whenever we land. Passenger and flight attendant had to go right to the hospital when it landed. They hit turbulence. It was so bad. I've asked because I hate flying. I don't understand it. It's just the metal's too heavy. What's that metal doing up there? That's too heavy. Why is it up there? It's heavy. I don't know how it's not falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
Not for me to know, right? However, I've said, turbulence. Like I know you avoid it, but how? Is it like out in front, you have some sort of like long nose sensor? And they're like, no, there's so many people flying for the most part that they can tell you where the bad turbulence is because other planes have gone through. There's also weather. You see patterns and on the screen.
So the sky has like pockets that they know that that's where the shaky part is?
I was told by pilots, including Amy's exer.
Yes.
That a lot of times if pilots go through turbulence, they'll report back. Like, I'm at this and this hit. Mm. We ran through this. And then also there's a weather map that kind of shows you greens and yellows. And they use that as well. And that's probably not the most official way, but that's how I think about it. What do you know?
Yeah, I know that my husband ex. My exer was never really scared of it. I mean, I think you want to try to avoid it if you can, if it's really bad. But he's always like, look, when you're driving in a car and you go over some speed bumps or whatnot, or you hit a pothole. I mean, occasionally something could happen.
That doesn't
work
for me.
Occasionally?
Because I hit a pothole, I get a flat.
Exactly. Not always, though. No, most people hit a pothole and they're okay.
I hear you. I got you. But I don't mean get a flat every time. If I get a flat once from pothole, I'm like, oh, that stinks. I didn't just fall 20,000 feet to my death, though.
Yeah.
That's what I say when I hit a pothole.
Exactly.
I'm like, wow, but at least I didn't fall 20,000 feet to my death
every time
from an air pothole.
Yeah. I mean, even though I say, I get why you're uncomfortable, but they're not scared when they're going through it.
I would compare it to if you had an Uber driver who is doing a high-speed chase and like an expert Uber driver, or let's say a race car driver driving through the city doing a high-speed chase.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, they're an expert. They know what they're doing. It's still a high-speed chase. And at any moment, you feel like you could die.
Yeah.
It's a great point.
It's not a good analogy. Like, in real life, that's just what it feels like. Like there's an expert race car driver up there. We're going through turbulence, a.k.a. a high-speed chase. And I'm just trusting they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But that metal's too heavy. One day, I just think gravity's, like, going to change. When we come down.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Well, let's hope that day doesn't come.
There's a lot of planes in the sky at any given moment.
It just doesn't make sense to me. But, yeah, Southwest flight turbulence is real bad. That flight you guys took, we've talked about it before, into Austin, and the turbulence hit so hard that everything that was on your trays slammed into the top of the flight.
It just started as kind of like a bumpy ride. You know, everyone's kind of just bumping. We were all talking still. We all had drinks. You know, some people had their laptops on their tray tables, and then all of a sudden, whoa-boom! And Lunchbox, me, Lunchbox, and Ray were sitting all right next to each other, and everyone's drinks, laptops, hit the top of the plane.
I've never seen anything. What if you're on the toilet? Like,
oh,
what if
it's dude, like, you would have broke your neck.
You would have.
Yeah, what if it's like, oh, man, I've been holding this, but I got to get that deuce on. And so you're in. And you're getting,
that's a good point.
And you're sitting there, because there's not a seatbelt on it. And if there was, I'd never put it on. It'd be gross, because everybody else would have that on at that time. But, well, boom, you fly up.
And, I mean, the worst part was Ray, like, 10 seconds before that, goes, oh, we're all going down. The plane's going down. He's yelling it out loud on the plane, being funny.
Ray'd been drinking.
Boom.
The water's wet, Eddie. The earth is round, water's wet. Ray'd been drinking on a plane. Was it over after that one big hit?
Yeah.
That was it.
I would much rather have a big hit of turbulence that's over quicker, because then you're just retroactively feeling more than, instead of an 8, I'd rather have an 8 and it be over quickly than a 5 for 20 minutes.
It was just funny because we were just kind of laughing with the bump. It's called normal. Like, it's just bumping. It's a bumpy ride. No big deal. But when it hit, everyone, I mean, girls started screaming.
Any people started yelling. Seatbelted? Or do they say, everybody put your seatbelt on? We're going through turbulence.
They said, put your seatbelt on.
Because what if you saw somebody do that?
So as soon as everything settled down, we were all just like, can we have another drink? Like, my beer's 5 rows down or whatever.
And she went back and took a picture.
Pass that beer back.
The flight attendant took a picture, and all their drinks were just all over the floor.
We had a show. Eddie and I had a show once in Mississippi, and Amy's husband flew us down, ex-husband. And it's not as weird when I missed. It's only when you do. But Amy's ex-husband flew us down in a small plane, and we hit turbulence really hard. Small plane different because you feel it more. We hit turbulence so hard where it felt like the back of the plane went all the way under the tip. Yeah. It wasn't like that, but it felt like it went all the way, like you're shooting straight up in the air. And we got back to normal, and he looked back at us, and he went, that was awesome. And
yeah, like, he loved it.
We were like, we didn't think so.
We're like, dude, we're not cargo back here.
Yeah, no, we
this is not fun.
We didn't think it was awesome. We're done. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.